Sponging. Maybe you will be a chronicle that none reads, except the one who makes the entry. Or you will be a Facebook post few will skim through their fingers automated to click the like button. I don't know and cannot tell and don't care what you will turn out to be, because all I need now is a sponge to absorb these emotions shining inside of me. The question I ask is, can you be that sponge? Not a 2-inch or 4-inch or even the ideal 6-inch sponge. No. Can you be 12 inches? Are there manufacturers who make 12-inch sponges? I don't care. All I need is for you to be a sponge this evening. It is raining again. Hard. Fast. I stand under the crying skies and cry with the heavens. No matter how hard I cry, the skies cry harder than I. The howling wind drowns out the howling of my soul. It is ferocious in its anger, ripping and shredding my dignity till I shiver in my nakedness. Still I stand, daring her to throw me down, my tremor-riddled body defying the law of gravity. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. That's the voice of my physics teacher, tangling with the refrain of, "It is well with my soul." The murky waters rush, louder than Karuma Falls on a dreary tropical evening. The silt hits my feet, but I stand planted, a colonial flagpole on the African continent. I don't care who owns this stuff, it now bears my mark. The angry sword of the Creator flashes across the sky, cutting across the heavy cloak of darkness. For a moment, I stand in stark contrast to the angry elements around me, drenched, dark, misplaced, yet standing. I don't care who you are. This is who I was. This is who I am. This is who I will be. If I can defy nature, I can defy you.